Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We come on at the best hour, the lunch hour, because
the power.
Not yet.
Damn.
That's because all breaking news happens it right does. Around this time. It when does. You think about information coming out about teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a bombshell today.
You think it's a bombshell?
I think it is.
I wouldn't go bombshell.
Okay, it's a waste.
Well, you want to make a lot out of this, but I've got another thing that's been developing today we got to get into.
Okay.
But before we do, 800-919-3776 is the number. What is the number, Bart?
1-800-919.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
76.
Nah,
3776. Didn't I just say it? 3776. I said 3776.
3776, right.
That's what I said. So it's 1-800-919-3776. You're reading off a damn screen. Mine's off the
what
top
screen?
Of the dome. Mine's off the top of the dome, and I'm Dora the Explorer. I got no story.
All right, well, there's a couple of things going on today. And, of course, the Giants are playing in a wild card game this weekend.
Let's
and
go,
there's a
Giants.
Lot of numbers that tell you that, you know, Minnesota might have 13 wins, but that does this is going to be a close game. There's a couple of parts of this game that Bart's going to tell you that if the Giants focus on these areas, they can shock the world. They can win a playoff game for the first time since Super Bowl.
Yeah,
last Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But, all right, so you got a couple of things of breaking news. I got a couple of things also to get to as well. So there is a NFL writer who covers the Texans. He used to work for the Baltimore Sun.
Is it?
Aaron Wilson. Do you know him, by the way?
I think that's my boy, man.
Is it? Did you feed him some information? All right, so 23 minutes ago, he tweeted that the Jets are parting ways with Mike LaFleur, saying league sources. But quickly, it has been followed up with your guy, Connor Hughes.
Yeah, this is my guy, son.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
From SNY.
Is he?
He's from SNY. You're an SNY guy. That would be your guy. No?
Oh, I thought this was Aaron Hensley. My bad.
Oh, no. Not him. No, that's
no. No, this isn't. He was on the Baltimore Sun. I am familiar
You're
with
all
him.
Over the map.
This
right
ain't
now.
My guy, but all this right, ain't
can
my
we,
guy.
Can we just, like, let's just stay on point here. So, Connor Hughes quickly saying he has not been fired. Mike LaFleur, that is. So you have that.
Connor Hughes don't want breaking news from anybody but him about the Jets.
Well, would you? I'd be the same way. There's also been another report. Zach Rosenblatt also saying that Mike LaFleur has not been fired. The report that's out there is inaccurate, and the team is still deliberating.
Okay.
So I guess we can add yet.
But no, this is my guy, son.
Jeez.
Oh, no, because when I looked up his Wikipedia page, it was like a picture from 20 years before.
Wikipedia?
Or his whatever page.
LinkedIn? You know what?
Yeah, let me hit him up. And you want me to get him on? You want me to get him on a show?
Did you get his MySpace? Oh, Aaron Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get him on. Let's see what he's hearing.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Because your other guys are telling you, notice this is not accurate.
When did he move?
Still deliberating.
Okay.
We can ask him that when we get him on.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and text him that. But that's happening right now. So we'll see, of course, what comes of that. But you got excited about some other NFL news as well that could have a huge impact or have an impact on Wildcard Weekend.
I mean, it's
and that's news out of Miami.
Yeah, man.
But you also feel like this is news out of Miami that might not just affect the near future, but could affect the not so distant future of this franchise at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
So let me tell everybody.
Yes.
All right, that Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa
has been ruled out for the wild card game against the Bills.
Major news.
Teddy Bridgewater is still working his way back. Skylar Thompson will be your starter.
How many
the guy
you
that
put up?
9 against the Jets?
I mean, listen.
This is what you got. So the Bills are basically getting a bye.
Right. So, I mean, you talk about, listen, if Tua Tagovailoa would have been able to answer the bell and he would have got cleared, we know that they went into Buffalo in the elements and it won't be as cold as it was when they played the last time.
All right.
And they ran the ball effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But now, essentially, what we have here is essentially we have the Georgia Bulldogs versus, you know, TCU.
Yikes.
This should be they should drag the Miami Dolphins, who were only able to put up 9 points last week.
Right.
And guess what? Mustard.
Mustard.
Yeah, mustard. Whatever.
Mustard. Yeah,
he has a broken thumb.
They haven't ruled him out though.
Yeah, but this is the thing. He's gonna be able to have to if he has a broken thumb, that means he's gonna hold the ball in a different hand, which means that he's limited to what side he can run the ball to because he can't switch hands because if he puts it to the one with the broken thumb. I'm going to break that thumb again. I'm going to re-break your broken thumb.
Caesars has Buffalo now at minus 12 and a half. So they're laying 12 and a half now.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, so, but this is the thing. Like, if he can't answer the bell because, what, this is his third concussion of the year, what is his long-term future? Remember, this was an organization. This is an organization that kept two
just,
first
just so round. Everybody knows, I just want to make the reference. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But just, the line started at 9.5, so now it's 12.5. So just saying, Vegas is already making reaction to this. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa was a pivotal year for him because Brian Flores didn't believe in him. He was all in for Deshaun Watson. The organization had a difference of opinion. It cost Brian Flores his job.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you look at what happened, like, because of the controversy that they had with Tom Brady, the NFL punished them one of their two draft picks that they had for the 2023 year.
Right.
Tua Tagovailoa came out and he hit the ground running. The offense was prolific. You think about the best combination of wide receivers is Waddle and Tyreek Hill as mm-hmm. far as the numbers and the statistics. Both guys over 1,000 yards. You know, Tyreek Hill second in the league in receiving right behind Justin Jefferson. Now you say, okay, well, they went all in. They say, okay, we got our quarterback of the future. We're sure. You know, much like Philadelphia, we're sure. Let's move our chips into the middle of the table and let's make a trade for a pass rusher because that's what we need. We need a closer. We need a closer. We need a guy that can get to Patrick Mahomes. We need a guy that can get to Josh yeah. Allen. Mm-hmm. We need a guy that can get to Joe Burrow. So they push those chips into the middle of the table. Now they're facing the Buffalo Bills. They're probably going to have a first-round exit in the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Tua Tagovailoa, long-term future, because he's eligible for an extension, is in jeopardy. So now you can't go in with good faith and say, I'm going to give this guy $40 million a year because you don't even know if his career can continue if he's one sack or one big hit away from having to retire.
I think he showed you this year.
But you can't.
That it's already. No, he showed you that there is some talent there, but he also showed you that he is fragile. And that's the part that you have to, as the Dolphins, be concerned with. So, okay, let's hurry up and get to the punchline.
Let's get to the punchline. The fact is, the reason is now they don't have any draft picks to go get, move up, and get them a future quarterback. Now we're right back where we started. They lost, you know, they lost that first round draft pick.
Why?
Because of Tom Brady and tampering.
So,
but guess who's a free agent this year? Is Tom Brady. So you have to ask yourself, if you're the Dolphins, do you want Tua Tagovailoa to play this deal out and then bring in Tom Brady because he's a free agent and see if you can get terrific time to come there and play with all these weapons?
I don't think you need to, like, convince Tom Brady to come to the Dolphins when he already intended to go there. Now, he wanted to be part of management.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That was originally kind of what was supposed to happen. But if you think about it, does Tom Brady look at what's in Tampa and you realize that Tampa, they've kind of, like, run the course.
Right.
And if you're a Jets fan, the reality of that, of what Bart's telling you,
you're
why this is important.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Why this is important and why we're bringing it up, because everybody's like, wait, you guys are not a national show. You shouldn't be leading with the Dolphins. Now, here's the point. If what Bart is saying starts to come into focus for the Dolphins, where they realize, like, you know what, Tua, we got to be concerned about his durability and the history now of concussions, where he's had two this season. You can call it three, but I think that first one was sort of, he already had one and then it got worse.
Yeah.
But, and Tom Brady already had interest in going there. You, as a Jets organization, face the prospect of a division that not only has Josh Allen in it, but now all of a sudden Tom Brady back in it.
Yeah,
and you can say, well, it's 45-year-old Tom Brady.
Yeah, we got to make moves.
Pay attention to Tom Brady. Right. And that's what tells me now, as we bring this all the way back, let's circle it all the way back now to the Jets.
We in Barney Rubble.
And what we told you about.
We in Barney Rubble.
We
in trouble.
You and Barney?
Yeah, we in Barney.
Because the owner clearly wants to make a change with the offensive coaching. The head coach has pushed back on this. That's where they are right now, Bart. The head coach is saying, I don't want to fire my guy. And the owner is saying, you need to fire this guy. And I think there needs to be urgency because Josh Allen isn't going anywhere. And the Dolphins, who have those weapons, like you just pointed out on offense, they could.
And a solid offensive line, a great run game.
They could land the greatest quarterback of all time. Even if he's 45, doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's 45.
So you can't now go into this offseason and go, Zach's our guy, and we'll find, like, this pedestrian veteran. Hell no. This has to be urgency at 100. Yeah. I'm sorry, how do you say it?
100.
100.
100.
It has to be urgency at 100 right now because of the prospect of what you're facing in this division.
And here's the crazy thing for everybody saying, oh, Tom Brady's 45 years old. He threw for 46, almost 4,700 yards, 25 touchdowns, and nine.
Man, he didn't lose anything. Listen, he hadn't lost anything.
Listen, and nine interceptions.
Right.
So, and he might just beat Dak Prescott this week. So let's not talk. His passing numbers are right there where they always are.
Yeah.
And his touchdown to interception ratio is still, you know, at a good level. 25 touchdowns with no line, no running game. You give him Tyreek Hill and Waddle.
Would you?
It might be Tom Brady throwing to Randy Moss again, 51 touchdowns.
Would you take the Bucs this week?
Hell yeah.
He's never lost to them? I didn't know that.
7-0.
He's never lost to Dallas ever?
Me either.
You always say that, but I think you did, and you're forgetting.
I never lost to Dallas. What are you talking about? Ever.
Two games?
Way more than two games,
bro. Sure? I thought
I played him at the Baltimore Ravens.
I thought we did this.
Nah, I never lost to them.
Never lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
And I lost to the Houston. It was Houston that I lost to once in like 10 tries.
Mm-hmm.
We always kicked the Houston butt because of the way our defense played a certain way that killed their run game.
Yeah, right.
That zone stuff did not work on Haloti Knott and Terrell Suggs. The edges were set. You ain't getting out here, homeboy.
All right, 800-919-3776 is the number. So, again, it's just something to watch. I'm concerned about it, but it's definitely something to watch.
Now, and if they're going to make a change. That's one of our quarterbacks.
Well, I never believed Tom Brady.
Now it's looking like Action Jackson is hurt.
Yeah.
We back to Justin Fields.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson has still not practiced yet. Now we're right before the playoffs.
This is like Thursday.
John Harbaugh won't commit to whether or not Lamar's going to play. Now you could say, oh, it's just, you know, that's just gamesmanship. Like, maybe not. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. The longer he sits out because the knee isn't right, the more you do have cause for pause. And remember, now that they locked up
Roquan Smith, that's what they can use the franchise
to the 5-year deal. Now the franchise tag is sitting
open.
So Lamar's off the table. Lamar's not a legit thing. I don't think Tom Brady was ever legit. I think your pie in the sky remains Aaron Rodgers.
No, my pie in the
That's the pie in the sky, man.
Yeah, why Aaron Rodgers going?
Well, you shoot for the stars, land on the moon.
Aaron Rodgers, you got a better chance of Aaron Rodgers going to the Saints than you do have Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets.
Okay. So then what? What is the best possible option?
Justin Fields.
But you just heard. Should I play for you again?
I don't care what he said.
Should I play for you again?
Yeah. We have to be blown away. How often are you not blown away?
GM Ryan Poles.
I don't care what he said.
You don't want to hear it again?
Yeah, so let's hear it again. Let's remind the people. Just for the people.
Yeah, because he was asked, you know, do you anticipate seeing Justin Fields as your quarterback next year?
Yeah, we had good conversations. I'm excited for the direction he's going. And as I mentioned before, he knows where he has to improve. I think you mentioned that the other day. So we're excited about his development and where he goes next. He showed ability to be impactful with his legs. There's flashes with his arm. Now, if we can put that together, I think we have something really good.
I mean, you got the yeah.
Yeah, but what did they...
You got the yeah.
But also what he said is we would have to be blown away. You don't think you can be blown away by C.J. Stroud?
In this draft?
C.J. Stroud is a Heisman Trophy winner. Am I correct?
In this
yes.
draft?
Is C.J. Stroud...
Did you forget the conversations we have had with Mel Kiper?
Okay.
With Todd McShay?
He was still non-committal. Did you remember what the conversation was when it came to draft time about Justin Fields? You don't think C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, what he's done in college, winning the Heisman, what he's been able to do, you don't think that he can blow somebody away? You don't think we were blown away by Zach Wilson?
Well, that ended up being a huge mistake.
The league was blown away by Zach Wilson.
Throw of the pro day season.
Trey Lance impressed the San Francisco 49ers that they gave up three picks for.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, who won at the highest levels with two of the most historic recent programs in history, can put on a show.
So you're going to have to wait until April. You're going to have to wait until April then to figure out what you're doing at your quarterback position. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, it could be.
That's the draft. You got to wait till April then. And if they don't do that, then what? Will Derek Carr already be traded by then? Will Jimmy G already sign with another team by then?
Well, are they going to panic? Are the Jets going to panic? Because they have a lot of options. But if they panic, they still... See, you have to panic because Jimmy G... I mean, because you got to make a decision because they have to make a decision on if they're going to keep Derek Carr 3 days after the Super Bowl. So that's... And February 17th, they got to decide. So he'll be out there and open to be signed.
But that's what I'm saying.
And
you're holding out for Justin Fields. That's what... Look, I... As I said.
No, Jimmy G is coming off surgery, so he's not going to be able to be signed because he's coming off of surgery.
Him, yes. But you said, didn't you say Derek Carr?
Derek Carr, Jimmy G.
Yeah, but, all right.
Geno probably already be signed.
I'm just looking at it as a concern for what the division could look like next year. And what we already know is that Josh Allen is an all-world talent. And if the Dolphins, who you were able to beat once and really should have beaten them a second time because your defense was good enough, your offense was terrible.
It'd be good enough they got
but
Tom
they
Brady.
Might add Tom Brady to the weapons that they have. And, yeah, all of a sudden, you know.
It's worth just, all of a sudden, he's
going to have the last laugh.
It's worth just selling tickets. Just if they sign him, it's just selling tickets and PSAs.
Mm-hmm.
The dude threw for 4,600 yards, man. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Go read a book. Go do something.
Please, do something.
No, read no book. You need to read your scout reports.
It's Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Hey, we have our Superbox Bonanza 2023 going on right now, everybody. So this year, each of the 100 qualifiers is going to take home huge prizes. You get Solo stoves, Beats headphones. Bart could use them.
Yeah.
Billy Joel tickets, Amex gift cards, much more. What caller do you want them to be? Caller number what?
Let's go caller number 11 for Isaiah Thomas, my favorite hero.
11. Ray loves the fact that he has to answer
7-11
phone calls first. 888-987-ESPN.
Put a Rizzle to work today.
Right now, to select the box for the big game.
AKA
you get a chance
Wilson.
To win 500 in the first quarter and third quarters, 1,000 at halftime. The grand prize final score wins a trip to Bimini, Bahamas, $2,000 cash as well.
$2,000?
Yeah, it's all brought to you by Bart Scott's famous Bartesian premium home cocktail maker, Sloman's.
No relation.
Resorts World, Bimini in the Bahamas, PC Richard and Son in Grand Marnier. 98, and also, of course, brought to you by us, 98.7 ESPN, New York. The peoples want to talk to you, Bart.
I love the peoples.
800.
I do this for the peoples.
It's 800.
919-3776.
My
I'll
man.
Let your boy.
All right. Let's go to John of Staten Island. Start us off. John.
What's up, Bart? What's up, Anj?
What are we doing?
Let me ask you guys about the Jets, the perspective of the Jets from other players. You guys are talking about wide receivers. We're talking about QBs. We're talking about head coaches coming here. We have such a roller coaster every season. This year we started off hot. The expectations were low. Once that happened, the expectations became really high and we fell flat on our face.
Yep.
Now we have all these issues. We attribute it to a million things. The QB, the O-line, the wide receiver drops. And now we're trying to find a scapegoat. Now it's LaFleur. The issue is, Bart, like you're looking at this team from afar. Why would you join the Jets if at every single point we're making wrong decisions? Whether it's the ineptitude when we're trying to hire and fire OC, when we're trying to figure out who's starting, when we're trying to figure out contracts.
It's the perfect time to join the Jets. You don't want to join something when it's already established because they won't have money to sign you. The Jets are able to bring in 4 or 5 top. Remember what the Dolphins did last year? They paid a lot of guys to come in. They paid the highest money for a left tackle. They paid the highest money for a receiver. And it paid off. They spent a lot of money. Remember what Jacksonville did last year? How much money they spent? They set the market for Christian Kirk. Like, remember when I came here, the Jets missed the playoffs. We had a new coach and no quarterback. And we went to the AFC Championship the first year. It is not that hard to go from 6-10 or 6-11 to winning the division. That happens all the time. And the time is right when you look at the young talent that this team has. If by some way 7-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus can keep Mekhi Becton healthy enough and Vera Tucker comes back and Breece Hall, you got weapons galore. Like, what was the stat? If the Jets just scored 22 points,
yes.
They would be 11 and
yes.
11. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a ridiculous number.
They're right there.
If they averaged 22 a game, which is the league average, they would have had 11 wins this season. It's nuts.
With the worst quarterback situation probably in football. And not be three different quarterbacks. So why would I want to go? Because I can be the difference. Because if me and 2 or 3 people come and the Jets have a draft like they had last year, they could be putting some fear in some people.
Thank you, John. Let's continue. We've got Jeff in Howard Beach. Oh, Jeff, his Dolphins. Jeff, how you feeling about this?
Oh, Jeff, I'm sorry.
I'm not happy, guys. Man, I just found out. I was in the car. My brother texted me. He's been declared out.
Yep.
And, did you cry in the car?
You think... You think it's going to be as bad as that Georgia game? It's going to be worse than that Georgia game.
Yeah, I mean, Dolphins, take the under.
Yeah, because the Buffalo Bills ain't going to take their starters out.
Hell no. Right, exactly.
it's going to the only way they have any sort of a chance, if Mother Nature's a Dolphin fan, and it just rains the worst possible weather storm, 40 miles an hour wind, snow, because the best team doesn't win in those conditions. But if it's 50 and nice on Sunday, they're going to get their doors blown off. But that being said, Tua's got to really consider just Andrew Luck in it and moving on.
He can't. His entire family moved from Hawaii to come over here and to make football the family business. But and his brother isn't as good.
But can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm going to be sound like a bad guy and this and that. I'm a selfish Dolphin fan. But he's just holding the Dolphins hostage. You think he's going to play 17 games next year?
Never. I don't think he ever will.
So you know what?
So you're all in on Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. We already lost our first-round pick. The owner, he loves Tom Brady. Tom Brady wants to come to us. So you know what?
Do it.
It's a match made in heaven. It's not even going to cost us anything. Because Tom Brady's not even going to want $40 million.
He's going to want $25. He's going to say, bring Gronk.
Yeah.
Because y'all going to lose Gesicki and free agents. He's going to say, Gronk, you want to come to Hawaii? You want to come to Miami?
Man, come
South
on.
Beach? Gronk and South Beach.
You know all about it, Bart. You're 100% right.
Jeff's almost rooting for his team to get smoked so that it really does happen. That's what I get you, Jeff. Like, you're rooting for the futures. You're not rooting for right now, my man. Hang in there. Now, by the way, Sunday's weather up in Buffalo, 1 o'clock. Partly sunny, 34 degrees.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Like now, by 7, it could be a rain-snow mix, but the game's going to be well over by then.
He hoping they get drunk.
So they're going to miss out.
Now, he wants them to get drunk so that
it's crazy.
Time.
It's going to snow in the morning. It's going to snow in the evening, but during the day,
it's beautiful.
Fine.
Beautiful.
So that certainly does work out.
You got to run back with a broken
finger. Now, Scotty in Manhattan has a different take on the whole Tom Brady thing. What's up, Scotty?
Listen. I mean, I know he's the GOAT, but come on, man. You're pushing this guy like he's really – do you want to go from a guy with concussions to a guy of 45? Yeah, he went 490 for 733, but I understand. But come on, Brady's gone, man. And you're not going to put him there with Waddle. I know what you're saying, Bart, with those two guys on the end.
Ooh.
You know, he can just pass the ball and he can live lovely. But, I mean, I wouldn't, as an owner, I'm not going to go for a 45-year-old quarterback. Even though he had the numbers this year, you know, we got to move on.
But he was going to do it last year.
Right.
He was going to do it last year.
That's the reason you don't have a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
So, listen, you can say I lost my first-round draft pick, but I still got what I wanted in Tom Brady, so I'm not mad at Tom.
I'm telling
you. If you'd have had two first-round draft picks, right now you'd have been talking about moving up and taking somebody like C.J. Stroud or taking somebody like Bryce Young or trying to move up to get him, which would have cost you a lot for an unproven quarterback.
I'm telling you, this worries me as a Jets fan.
Why are people hating on Jets?
I don't want a division that has Josh Allen and Tom Brady with those weapons.
Right.
That's what I want.
Because you're just not going to
have a new. How are you going to have a come up if you're always chasing someone? When you don't have as much talent as the other teams, you have no chance, no matter what you do. This would drive me crazy. Let's go to West Islip on the island, talk to Donna. How you doing, Donna?
Oh, fine. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I want to say, firstly, Godspeed, Lamar, back to good health and strength. And I love hearing Bart speak. I love watching Bart on TV. He's so cute, and I love listening to him talk. And I'm calling. Thank you for taking my call. I want to know, what are the chances of us getting Tom Brady, the Jets?
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think it's tough now. You know, I thought I was a proponent for it because I feel like if you're going to hold on to Zach Wilson, then it would have been great to have him sit behind the greatest of all time and just kind of have a redshirt year. But now you have to compete with the Raiders, you know, out there in Vegas, and you have to, you know, compete with now Miami Dolphins, who should be the front runner for Tom Brady right now, especially with
just
what's going on.
Just think that's a place he'd rather be. Old people prefer to be in Florida.
That's a place that he tried to go.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Like, if that's about.
That roster's loaded.
And if Tua's where he is and you're really concerned, if you're the Dolphins and you know what you've got, I'm letting go of that. By the way, Donna, big fan of Bart Scott.
Hey, man, you ain't the only zaddy around
Who's
this thing.
Who's holding Donna now? Little DeBarge for you.
Ah.
You know that song. Tell me you don't know that song.
Well, I'm just mad at DeBarge because he got locked up again, man. Got caught with paraphernalia, man.
What? Just get right.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Anyways. You root for him.
Shout out to Michael from St. Albans. He won the Beats Solo headphones.
Let me borrow them.
You definitely. Let me headphones have been hot. We've been giving them away. So that's part of the Superbox giveaway. Stay listening, of course, right here on 98.7 ESPN for your chance to be part of the contest. We'll let you know a little bit later on in the show. And the Michael Kay Show will also be taking calls on this later on. So, of course, keep it locked in right here.
Let me see if I got Aaron Wilson's phone.
Yeah, see if you can get him on. We'll get him on and find out what's at the bottom of these reports, conflicting reports about Michael Flores' future with the Jets.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, I feel like we need to have a discussion. I mean, we're still new to each other, are we not?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're still trying to read each other, are we not?
Yes, sir.
So Tom is Board Op on the show, and Board Op's job is to play music.
DJ Scratch and Sniff.
Yes, Scratch and Sniff. And, you know, he knows our wheelhouse, so he's been playing it, which is fine. But did I not make a song reference when we had a caller named Donna?
You did.
We did, right?
You did.
And I even said, who sings the song?
DeBarge.
Who's holding Donna now?
DeBarge.
Wouldn't you think a good idea would be to come in from break with who's holding Donna now?
At least we all got to start somewhere.
Bro. And we were both talking about it. Like, let's see. If we come in with that song, if he does, then we know.
Then right? He's locked in.
Like he's locked in.
He's locked in.
Now, everybody's allowed. You're allowed one time.
Yeah, he's playing Candy Crush or Asteroids. Yeah, we got Gallagher. He's playing Gallagher.
Dinahan, can you check his phone and see what game? Because Lacto used to play. Well, we don't know if he was playing a game or watching things he shouldn't watch on his phone.
Yeah, Asteroid.
And he'd check out on us all the time. We would call him out for it on the network. We were on the network. So, Tom, do you want to...
Do
you want to defend yourself
self-report
at all? Do you want to just, you know, like have a little discussion here about what just happened?
You know, that was just a complete swing and a miss on my part. That's all I can really chalk it up to. That was bad on my part. I should have known better.
It's okay, man. We all start from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Just be coachable, right? So,
of course.
I know he could be, instead of being Tommy, we might have to call him Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa?
Yeah.
A lot of strikeouts?
Yeah.
Dave Kingman?
Yeah.
Is he Dave Kingman?
I like Sammy Sosa better.
Dave Kingman struck out a lot.
I mean, because really, right now, you and Sammy Sosa are the same color.
Sammy Sosa?
Sammy, did you bleach your skin? I don't know what you're talking about, man. I just use moisturizer. Like, Sammy, get the hell out of here. Sammy look translucent. Like, Sammy, man, if you don't get the hell out of here, man. Sammy look like a negative on a picture.
Oh my God. Man.
Shout out Sammy. Not really.
So, okay.
All right, let's go.
So, Tom, it's all about accountability.
It's all good.
And I just think, you know, now we learn from this lesson, we move forward, and you will now be judged for what you do from here. We're not judging you now on this one. This was one of those, let's see.
It's a mulligan.
Right. But now you're judged from here.
That's a fair point.
Right.
I can agree with that.
All right. Excellent. So we move on. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get back to your calls momentarily. The Giants, meanwhile, getting ready for their game against the Minnesota Vikings. Like, to me, Bart, I think one of the most critical things for the G-men is going to be health.
Yeah.
Because, remember, they played them toe-to-toe.
61-yard field goal.
And it took that, right, to win the game.
Dagger in the heart.
So they did play them toe-to-toe. There was, again, a couple of turnovers. There was a fumble, I believe, and then Daniel Jones threw a pick. But Daniel Jones had a spectacular day stats-wise. But to me, if you get your secondary healthy, you're in good shape.
Should be well-rested coming from Cabo or wherever he was, right?
Adoree Jackson, and there's also, by the way, you get Aziz Ojulari and Leonard Williams.
Healthy at the right time,
all
baby.
Of them are ready to go. Brian Daboll told Jordan Renan that everybody is practicing today. Now, you know what it's like to get ready for a playoff game. You know what the days matter, what days when you're practicing. It don't matter if he's not practicing today, right? You know all that stuff.
No, Wednesday's important.
But Daboll said everybody's practicing today, and he's, quote, encouraged where everybody is right now. How would you take this? Because we know coaches are doing things in game shooting and all that stuff. How would you read into this, and how important is this little bit of news by Jordan Renan?
I mean, it's a jolt. It's a jolt. Like, we got the band back together, baby. Let's go. Like, let's go. Let's turn up.
Especially Adoree Jackson when you're dealing with probably Justin Jefferson, probably the best wide receiver in the game today.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he's all pro for a reason.
Yeah.
He led the league in receiving for a bit reason. If you put that pressure on Kirk Cousins and make him have to go somewhere else to Thielen, you know, what I would always do and what Rex would always do, and, you know, Wink is kind of cut from that same cloth. You kind of put your second-best corner on Justin Jefferson. You put your best corner on Thielen, who's not going to run away from you at this stage in his career.
Right.
And you hope that the lockdown is going to come there with your one against their two.
And then you shadow the hell out of Justin Jefferson.
You double their one.
Yeah.
And then that way you can guarantee that you're showing that
bracket,
matchup.
Right? We call it bracket.
Bracket.
Yeah.
And it comes from different places.
I've learned a lot from you.
Sometimes it's inside and outside. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's with the safety. Sometimes it's with the corner. Sometimes it's with a swiping linebacker that comes in and just takes a Sammy Sosa swing and a miss. You know, you take that home run hack at the ball.
A lot of Sosa references today.
Especially if he gets in really, really close and motions in. Because they do a great job in moving Justin Jefferson around. But then now you talk about Leonard Williams, who's one of the highest paid D tackles in the game. You talk about him next to Dexter Lawrence. You know, these are two Pro Bowlers and all pros right next to each other. So now that gives you courage that maybe you can stop them running the ball with a light box. So now that allows you to be able to put more of your resources towards stopping Justin Jefferson and putting it in the hands of Kirk Cousins to be able to go through his progressions as Thibodeau, you know, shouldn't. He's not a rookie anymore. Once you get to the playoffs, bro, you ain't no rookie no more.
I agree.
I don't care nothing about that. You got a whole season underneath your belt. This is game one of next season. So show up.
Yeah.
And show up.
You've had 18 games to learn how to prepare. Now, he did miss the first, I think, four or five. He missed the early season.
It don't matter.
But it doesn't mean that you weren't part of the preparation and the film study and all that other stuff. So once you've gone through a regular season, although I do need to ask you this, because I believe you, we were talking, it was you and someone else talked about the difference from the regular, Herm.
Yeah.
Regular seasons to the postseason.
Oh, yeah.
Is what does someone like Kayvon Thibodeau have to expect in this game? Like, are you telling me that he should just treat this like it's another game?
No, I hate when people say that. People lose their damn mind. It's not the other game.
All right.
Like, you go out there and you tell a young guy, listen, I'm going to rev you up, you know what I'm saying? Room, room, room. You go out there, you just go crazy.
But you don't want to be too jacked up, right? See, that's that middle ground that's so important because if you're too jacked up.
Listen, right now he don't know what middle ground is. If you tell him to be calm, he's going to be too calm. If you tell him to be jacked up on Mountain Dew, I'd rather him be that because I can use that better than a subdued guy that's trying to be methodical, right?
Okay.
Now, he might gas out because he might be too jacked up.
Right.
But that's when you kick him to the side. Like, all right, next, you know, somebody else in his backup, you keep him on a pitch count. But you want him jacked up on Mountain Dew. Because you want him to go play and play hard. Now, what you don't want them to do is play reckless. And when you play reckless, that's when you get the stupid penalties. And it's always some stupid penalty that extends a drive, a late hit, a jumping off sides that gets you. Now, Kirk Cousins is going to try and smoke him out because he understands he's going to be jacked up on Mountain Dew. But Daniel Jones, you know, this is his first playoff run, too. So, you know, just because you're a veteran doesn't mean that you're not capable of kind of not understanding what the playoffs are about as well. You know, you just never know how somebody's going to react to the playoffs until they get in it.
Yeah. I mean, that obviously. But his personality, though, almost seems like he wouldn't be rattled.
That's true.
By the playoffs.
But that doesn't mean that he won't try and do too much.
That's the part I was getting to is we've seen him,
Stay who you are.
we've seen him try to extend a play or do a little too much.
Yeah.
He does that, and Daboll has done everything he could to break him of that this season.
Because you can lose the game early. See, what happens is you can make so many mistakes early in the game.
And you're chasing.
That what happens, you're chasing, so then you have to press and get out of character.
Right.
Stay who you are, run the ball. If you're an away team, you just want to be in it during the end. If you're in it in the fourth quarter, pressure on them. Now, I know that they've won like 11 games.
They have won, won 11 one-score games, which is supposed to be like this big deal.
Yeah, means they're due, in my opinion. Means they're due to kind of let one get away. You can't depend on that. You can't play that way. You can't play that reckless.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because that to me is the most, like, that's a ridiculous stat bringing into the postseason. Because while it looks like, oh, wow. See, on the surface, you could say, they've won a lot of close games. So the Vikings win under pressure.
Right.
That's not necessarily true. It doesn't mean that they're good under pressure, that they know how to close and all that stuff. It tells me you have 13 wins and your point differential is a minus two?
This could have been, it could have went another way.
Like a minus two?
Yeah, when they lose, they lose.
Yeah. Not only do they lose, but when they win close.
Yeah.
Like real close.
So it lets
you means you're really not that much better than everybody you're playing.
Right.
You just have, like, I go back to that Steelers 11-0 start. You remember that a couple of years ago, Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, we said it was Fugazi.
We kept calling that Fugazi.
People calling us haters.
Right. Because it just, when you looked at it, you're like, nah, I mean, they're 11-0, but how they're winning these games, like, this doesn't feel like championship caliber 11-0 type dominance.
So in the playoffs, what I say, you always have to pack. Now, they're the home team. You have to pack your run game and your defense.
Uh-huh.
They got a run game. Dalvin Cook is one of the most talented, versatile dual threat backs in the game. They ain't got no defense. Man, to say their defense is bad would be a compliment. And so all the Giants have to do is say our offense has to be better than their offense.
Right.
Because our defense should be able to put up a better fight against their offense than their defense against our offense, even though their offense is better than our offense. You know, Daniel Jones threw for like, 394, I believe.
Yeah, he threw over 300. He had a touchdown. He did have a pick, but like I said, he did throw it well. That's when, Richie James, right, had a huge game for them as well. But let me just go back to the stat that I really want to point out here. So this one-score game thing, you would think then it translates in the playoffs, right? So let's look at it since 2000. The best winning percentages in the regular season in one-score games. How did they fare in the postseason? Not great, Bart. Overall, it is 1-6.
1-6?
1-6.
Yeah, I think that's not good.
I mean, are you kidding me? 1-6? So you would think all these teams that have had the best winning percentage in one-score games should be really good under pressure.
Yeah.
No. So don't look at the Vikings as, if it's a close game, it favors the Vikings. That's not necessarily true because the playoffs is a different animal.
It can go either way. And that's the thing.
And Kirk Cousins, by the way, is way better. Like, the fact that he's home, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because he's not as good on the road. That's what the numbers tell you. So home, good for him. Under pressure, though?
We know Wink going to bring that pressure.
And
The game's at 4:30.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know if how much that factors in.
It's dark. It's dark at 4:30.
But they have lights on in the building.
Don't matter.
I think his thing is not necessarily at night. It's prime time.
This is, to me, playoffs is prime time. You only got two games.
Yeah.
That day.
I'm telling you.
Sunday, man. Listen, the Giants is the reason why Giants is a live dog. I mean, and you talk about all the reinforcements that they just got.
Out of all the matchups, to me, this is the most, as far as for an underdog, this feels like the most intriguing.
Yeah. Well, I like that Tampa and Cowboys game. Just because simply, man, this looks like a train wreck. What can Jerry say now?
With Dallas playing at home, how much pressure?
No,
they're not at home.
Yeah. Grass, too, and that defense is slower on grass.
But Dallas is under so much pressure. Because
they feel like they act like they're the number one seed. Like they act like they Philly.
But
like
you
they
know
won the division.
Dak's got to be feeling it. You know.
This dude has thrown an interception in the last 7 games.
Mm.
And he's thrown pick sixes too.
He has not looked good.
And so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that they already got it out.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Saying I put you up on game. I thought you knew everything.
There's certain things that I have not really had experience in.
Yes, yeah, genres.
And music wise, there's very little I haven't experienced.
Yeah. So we listened to a sample, Firm Biz. Mm-hmm. By Nas when they had the group they came in with Dr. Dre, AZ, yeah, Foxy Brown.
That was good. Yes.
But it was they sampled.
You understand, that's like when I started having kids. So I missed out on like a whole block of hip hop because when you start having kids, you're just listening to the Wiggles all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Boobas. Oh my God.
Booba and all that,
So we went with Tina Maurice, Square Biz is what she's saying. They sampled the hook on there. Dr. Dre is the king of sampling beats and making them sound like
his own. Tina.
Tina Marie, we didn't know Tina Marie was white.
Yeah, I didn't know she looked like me.
But so the crazy thing is,
that voice doesn't sound.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, like we talked about yesterday about white rappers.
I made my top five. You see it in the group chat?
Oh no, I didn't. I got.
I created my top five with two honorable mentions.
We can do our top five of like white singers. That kind of like
Bobby Caldwell.
Oh man, come on, son.
Bobby Caldwell.
Is he number one? Is he the number one seed?
He might be number one.
But then coming in, you know what I'm saying? Tupac came in, introduced us to John B. Oh,
yeah.
John B. I love the Bee Gees too. Bee Gees.
You think the Bee Gees?
I just love they
sound different. They sound different though. Like no one sounds like that.
Yeah,
you can't fake that. You can't like copy that.
But that got sold. That's playing heavy. Sold. That's playing heavy in the R&B and the rhythm and blues station.
Yeah,
man, you play. that was like the bump era. Like, you come in, like, as soon as you walk in the club, like, come on, smell this.
That was just the bass slapping. Yeah. Everybody was feeling it.
We'll make that list. But that'll be our subject that tweet us. What can they tweet us at? What can they tweet us at? Their
at
top
Bart
five
and Han,
R&B.
At Bart and Han, do hashtag the gout.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to know what you're referencing. Like, hashtag the gout.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. And we're still working on it with the suits here that they're going to. You have to be the ones to demand this. You have to be the ones to say you want the gout.
A half an hour show.
Half hour?
45 minutes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
45 minutes is
but they have to allow us to play songs, though.
Right, but we only could probably afford to play.
That's the problem.
Yeah, for like 30, mm-hmm. like maybe half the song.
Maybe we get like a guest,
seconds.
So we'll have like a famous guest on who loves sports, like a music business guest who loves sports.
Yeah.
And we'll have that crossover. And then we'll just each time we have a show, we have a theme. We just play something different. We do a top five. We do our list.
Where our boy go, man?
Who's our boy?
I thought somebody that was excited about the Giants and he dropped off.
We had a Giants caller?
Giants fans, you disappoint me. This is the first time in the playoffs since 2016.
Because we talked about him and then we just started talking about music.
But okay, listen, Giants fans.
That's our fault.
This is your time. We want to know how optimistic, and listen, we might have a special guest for you on Friday.
No, that's a big get for Friday.
Well, it's undersell, over-deliver. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say it's a big get.
Okay.
That's as big a get as you could have in a playoff week.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about what he can do.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, me too.
In the meantime, 800-919-3776, and a lot of Jets conversation going on, so let's go to Ira in Staten Island on this. Ira?
Hey, what's happening, Alan Bart? You know, I'll tell you, the Brady situation to Miami, I think that's almost like a no-brainer.
Right.
It's just, you know, I just came from there, and I tell you, a lot of people down there talking, even though they made the playoffs, that McDaniels is going to be out. And if the Jets are going to make a switch in offensive coordinator, and I think it's coming, I wouldn't be shocked if Salah brings in McDaniels.
Can you
because
imagine?
You know imagine that? I mean, you know they're best friends, but I could see it happening.
Yeah.
You're going to fire one best friend and hire another.
Well, we'll fire one young guy and hire.
Or you can just demote LaFleur into the quarterback's coach.
That's awkward.
Is it?
Oh, that would really. Well, let me ask you this. Let me throw this into both of you guys. What do you think of Frank Reich coming in here as offensive coordinator?
I mean, that's the obvious name, right?
Ira, did you listen to the show yesterday?
Yeah, that's the obvious name,
yeah,
I think.
I heard, but with that said, you know, nothing against Salah. that's a great move for Wright, because then if something don't work out with the head coach next year, right, you got your head coach waiting there.
Yeah, Don McGrecker said this yesterday on the K Show. That's literally what he said. I believe it was Donnie who said.
Did he listen to me?
Well, no. But what the idea is,
no,
is
I was
that
flying yesterday.
What's that?
No, I was flying home yesterday.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to remember.
I said Frank Wright.
I think what the point was you could bring him in, and the whole idea is you have your replacement.
He hasn't been a great head coach, though.
But the point is that you kind of have that fallback of we don't have to have too much transition.
Yeah.
But you also have a guy who's been a Super Bowl winning coordinator, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's also played the position at the highest level, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And so you have that in the room with a young quarterback and then hopefully a veteran that he can work with.
That's true.
Although, I mean, he did a nice job with Nick Foles. He didn't do a great job with Carson Wentz. And then he didn't do a very good job with any of the quarterbacks in Indianapolis. So there's a lot of this. There's a back and forth on that, Ira. But it is definitely a name they should consider. But will they? I don't know. Because this has become a business of friends.
Okay. Yeah.
And relationships.
That's all it is. That's why you can't. And there's rarely any new blood going on. Let's go. Let's hurry up.
Angel. I know. You want to get Angel. I know. But we're really super late, though. Go ahead, Angel, real quick.
Hey, what's going on?
How we doing?
Good. How you doing, Bart?
Yeah. Kuna Matata. Me and Alan Iron. What'd it do?
What's up, man? This is me from yesterday, man. I called about the Jets yesterday. I'm so sorry I said to change the name, but I believe the Giants are going to win this Sunday. They're going to beat the Vikings.
Why do you believe that? What do you feel?
Because I'm believing Saquon Barkley is going to run for like 120 yards with two touchdowns.
Believing in controlling, right? Controlling time possession. Control the ball.
We're going to control the clock. Yeah. We're going to control the clock. Daniel Johnson is probably going to run for over 60 yards. He might even get a rushing touchdown himself.
I think that's going to be huge. Daniel Jones' legs is going to be big when it comes to playing heavy in this game.
One thing I will predict, the Giants will not be outcoached. That I can predict.
That's hard to do.
And if you're a fan, that's a comfort zone that you love to have.
And Kevin
you might not win, but you will not be outcoached.
And Kevin O'Connell is a young, bright coach.
Yeah.
He was a teammate.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a bright, young guy. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. He's going to get pushed to the limit because Wink has a Rolodex of how to stop dominant offense.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.